Performance Automall is proud of its performance promise, and they're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance sponsors this week's WCHL Hometown Hero. Dr. Timothy Platts-Mills is an associate professor in the Department of Geriatric Emergency Medicine at UNC. He's the lead researcher on the topic of social interaction and how it affects pain, particularly as it applies to older family members.
Older adults, unfortunately, have a lot of musculoskeletal pain, so the average pain score in the past month was around a 5, with kind of half of people having moderate or severe pain in the past month. And then we ask people, so tell us about what's going on at home, and we ask people, do they have people they can turn to in times of need? And if they said that they did, their pain score was quite a bit lower, so it was around a 4. If they didn't, then they had a pain score around a 6. And this is sort of consistent with what we think is going on is somebody has a pain experience, like they have a back pain, and there's a biological mechanism there, like there's a pinched nerve, let's say, or there's bone-on-bone arthritis. But there's also a subjective and sort of other components to the experience of pain, and being socially isolated, feeling like you're a burden to other people actually makes your pain worse.
Dr. Platts-Mills is this week's WCHL Hometown Hero. It's easy to conclude that those who live alone or have very little social interaction have more problems with pain than those who are around a lot of friends or family members.
There's an association there, but we don't know whether the social isolation led them to have more pain or whether perhaps in some cases their pain made them socially isolated. So it could be either way, but we have some earlier work that suggests actually the perceived social support. So whether you feel supported by colleagues and your peers, family, caregivers, that actually does have an influence on outcomes after an acute injury.
Nobody likes to be in pain. And if we can find ways to reduce it, that's a win-win situation.
It is interesting for me to think about what are the implications of this study. So you can imagine as an emergency physician working, seeing quite a few patients per shift, it's hard to solve everybody's social problems. But on the other hand, we do know that giving pills to patients, older adults, like giving them pain medication, although that is sometimes helpful, that also has complications as well. So we know ibuprofen and other NSAIDs, that sort of category, Aleve, ibuprofen, Advil in older adults, puts them at risk for stomach bleeds and also for renal problems. Mm-hmm. And so those are dangerous. Opioids are also dangerous, partly because of the risk of addiction and overdose, but also because they cause constipation and falls, and those can have significant consequences. So the quick solution often which is taken is an imperfect one. And so heightening awareness amongst clinicians and amongst lay people about the value of these interactions and social support is important.
Dr. Timothy Platts-Mills, another example of the great research going on at UNC. He's this week's WCHL Hometown Hero. Performance Automall is proud to put this week's spotlight on our WCHL Hometown Hero. And remember, at Performance in Chapel Hill, they carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus, and a full line of Hendrick certified pre-owned vehicles. They can find your next reliable automobile, no matter what the brand. Performance promises to wow you.